Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette, kind enough to take 2 hours out of his day. Really more than two, if you consider he drove over here and he's going to drive out of here. I really appreciate that, Mackey.
Anytime, pal.
I got a question.
I see why people are angry with this chair.
Yeah, what happened over there?
I can't get comfortable, man.
It's the Molsey chair.
I'm standing.
It's the Dunlap chair.
I know why he kicks his feet. Why they
kick
their feet up.
Why? Because it leans forward a little bit? Is that it?
Yeah, it's like it's so high off the ground.
Well, look at the chairs in this place. The one next to me doesn't rise up. It's like 2 feet off the ground.
You have the good chair, though.
No, it only has one arm. The arm on the other side has been broken off for 4 years. I kid
you
not.
What do you need an arm on the chair for?
Jeff's chair is like out of a nursery school. Look at
that
thing.
Oh, I want the nursery school chair, yeah.
Look at it. You can steal it. Switch it with the Molsey chair.
All right.
Is Daniel Sprong coming back?
I think so.
When?
Probably tomorrow for practice. I would imagine they would announce it tomorrow morning. He's probably traveling today. I don't know how you bring up anybody else but Sprong at this point. I was surprised to see Aston Reese up here and not Sprong. I think Sprong was surprised to see Aston Reese up here, to be honest with you. I talked to Sprong that night in Wilkes-Barre. He was bouncing off the walls, man. He was plenty chipper. Probably thought that this was his shot. But they called Aston Reese up, and you know, who else do you go with? JSD? I mean, that's your only other option. But to me, you need somebody who could score goals. Daniel Sprong can do that. I don't get the worrying over his defensive play. To me, it's go out there, Daniel, shoot the puck, and you know, he's good enough offensively to play in this league. You work with everything else.
Sully like him?
I don't think so. And that's sort of I shouldn't say Sully doesn't like him. I just don't think he right now is a Sully-type player. I think there are certain guys, and Gensel's probably one of them, that it's just easier, you know, to deal with Sully. And I think Sprong is just a bit of an odd bird. And I think that, you know, if he's scoring 30 goals in the league, he's the type of guy that you can just leave alone and say, okay, Daniel, do your thing. But until he does that, it might be a little bit rocky. You know, he's not going to be the greatest defensive player, but he's going to be good enough. And Sullivan wants a guy who plays a 200-foot, you know, Riley Sheahan, for example. We keep talking about him, but like he's a Sully guy. You know, he plays the way Sullivan wants guys to play. And so
at the same time, I would say Sully is more than flexible enough to give
his stars
the leeway to play the way that they want. Basically.
Absolutely. He's not stupid. He's not stupid at all. And look what he's done with Phil. I mean, Phil has obviously irritated some coaches. I don't think I'm breaking news there saying that. And Sullivan has worked with him perfectly. He's brought the best out of Kessel. He's brought the best out of a lot of star players. So believe me, it's not a criticism. I think the world of Mike Sullivan, but I think there are certain players that, you know, he maybe jibes with a little bit better than most.
If I asked you to make a large bet something of much value.
I don't gamble.
I know.
All right.
That's why it's a theoretical question, Mackie. On which Penguin would win the scoring title. Right now, it's Kucherov leads the league with 66 points. Kessel is second at 65. Malkin's tied for third at 62. And Sid is still right there, tied for eighth with Steven Stamkos with 60. So he's still within six with, 27 games left in the season. Who would you bet on among Kessel, Sid, or Gino?
I think I'd bet on Kessel.
Really?
Yeah. I really do, for the reason being that he piles up a lot of his points on the power play and how good they are on the power play, and he's just been so consistent. You know, if Sid had a lower body injury and took five games off, would you be surprised? I wouldn't. Same thing for Malkin.
What do you mean?
Like if they just had let me answer your question with a question, Joe. This is what I mean. Do you anticipate Crosby and Malkin both playing every game from here to the end of the season? Do you think they will?
I do. Sid.
Okay.
Gino now has missed significant time the last 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, he missed, I think, four games earlier this year. It's either four or five. I believe Crosby's played every one.
Yeah, and Crosby played, what, 75, 80, 77, 80? I mean, I'm not expecting him to miss too much time. No,
I'm not either, but I'm just saying that if he missed four games from here until the end of the season,
yes.
My point is saying Phil's going to have...
He plays every game.
Already has a head start on Crosby. He plays every game. He's going to play four more than Crosby. Right there, he knocks Crosby out of it. And he has a little bit of a lead on Malkin, and I just think that he's going to be more consistent because he has been for the bulk of the season until January. He's going to be probably their most consistent offensive player. I've seen nothing to indicate otherwise.
I'm betting on Sid.
Okay. Who am I to say you shouldn't bet on Sidney Crosby, for crying out loud? But why?
You just said you would bet on Kessel.
No, I'm curious what your reasoning is for betting on Crosby.
Because he's Crosby.
Okay.
He's only 6 points back. There's tons of time left. And I still feel like he's going to go on a goal-scoring tear. I don't know what it is about this 400th goal. Maybe there's something about that. I don't know. But he's only got 17 right now, and Gino has 30. And Phil has 24. To me, those numbers are going to even out, and I think Sid is still going to pile up power play points, assists anyway. But I think he's going to start to score. I do. I think so. I think some of the shots that don't go in, the little deflection last night, early in the game against Flower, those shots are going to start to go in. That's why.
I think some of what we're seeing with Crosby could be rectified with different line mates. I would like to see Sullivan try Gensel back with him. I think it's time to reunite those two. I would like to see that as well. I don't know which direction they're going to go with Dominic Simone. Like, we've seen at times them give Dominic Simone a little bit more rope. I don't know if this is one of them.
I've gone with Dominic Simone from what did he ever do to earn a chance with Crosby to I publicly apologize to Dominic Simone over the air to, is it really the right choice on your top line?
The good has been that good and the bad has been that bad. It's really been pronounced. I agree with you. But here's one thing I do want to see, Joe. If they call up Daniel Sprong, please, for the love of Mike Johnston, play him in the top six.
Mike
Seriously.
Johnston. Has anybody ever been forgotten faster? Any coach in the history of this town forgotten faster than Mike Johnston?
That's a great question.
And he was a nice man, Mackie. When he came here, I went out to lunch with him.
I know.
We had a wonderful time together.
Go?
We went to New Orleans place downtown, Market Square.
Oh, man.
We
went there recently.
NOLA. That's where we went. Yes.
You went to NOLA on the Square with Mike Johnston.
I did, when he first came here.
Wow.
And he was an interesting guy to talk to. He's like a professor of hockey, but it just didn't work.
I loved covering Mike Johnston. I still text with him from time to time. I follow his Portland Winterhawks team. We
are
talked
they doing
last
well?
Year. They are. Yeah.
Good for him.
And they were awesome. Oh, he's a great junior coach. Probably a terrible NHL coach, but a great junior coach.
I mean, look at his winning percentage. It's funny to look at his winning percentage in Penguins history.
Isn't it over 600?
It is.
Yeah. I mean, he won
games.
But,
you know, you had to get it done with the Stars, and the Stars were just wilting under him.
Oh, I know, and they were stale. That team was stale under him. They played a boring, uninteresting brand of hockey.
This team was stale this year. Why did they turn it around, Mackie? What's the number one reason why it suddenly turned around?
Because the calendar suddenly read January instead of October. I don't think anybody's going to admit that, Joe, but I don't think it's any more complicated than that. I really don't.
One stat with Sid stands out to me. You asked me why I think he's the best bet among
Penguins.
Well,
I mean, it's not like I'm questioning
title.
It.
No, I know. I know. But you asked me why I think that. And I think his shooting percentage evens out. Right now, he has the lowest shooting percentage that he's had since 2011-12. That's a long time. And to me, it's just simple math. Like last year, maybe it was a little bit high, but it was over 17, but down at 11%. I just feel like with 27 games left, shots are going to start to go in for him. I think he's got a tear left in him.
Career, what is he like, 13, 14?
14-5.
Okay.
And
yeah. I mean, there's some reversion to the mean there.
He's only had one, he's had two seasons of 40 plus goals, including last year with 44. I just feel like he's going to wind up with between 30 and 35 goals. Do you?
I would go, yes, I agree with you. I would go the Evgeny Malkin route with what Mike Sullivan did, putting him with Patrick Hornquist and Carl Hagelin, sort of sitting him down and saying, like, Gino, shoot the puck. Put Sid down. Say, look, I'm going to give you Gensel and the right wing of your choice. Or just say the other wing of your choice. I want you to shoot the puck and see what happens. And I'd be curious to see what the results are, because I think Crosby's played a lot of really good hockey this season. It's just, you know, you could probably, you're looking at a shooting percentage, and the shot totals, I bet you, are a little bit off too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.